So our scripture reading this morning comes from a couple of passages. The first one is from Ezekiel 34, verses 1 through 6. And that's found on page 1341. Shepherds and the sheep, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to the shepherds of Israel who only take care of themselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, clothe yourselves with the wool, and slaughter the choice animals. But you do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally, so they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild animals. My sheep wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched or looked for them. And now we're going to flip to John 10. John 10, 1 verse, or 10 verse 1 to 21. And that's found on page 1666 in your pew Bible. John 10, shepherd and his flock. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize the stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but when they did not understand what he was telling, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever come before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down. But I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. At these words, the Jews were again divided. Many of them said, "He is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?" But others said, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" So far, the reading of the word.
Thanks, Rod, and Wayne, too, for the children's message. So the title of our sermon today is I Know Your Name. The pastor that wrote this sermon is Reverend Jerry Hoytema. Dear people of God, it is always neat to see how parents react when their child's name is called for some special recognition. Think of graduation exercises, when it's our child whose name is called and she or he walks down across the stage to be congratulated. As parents, we strain our necks to get a better view. We might even get up to take a picture. You take your spouse's hand and a smile will break across your face. That's our daughter, our son. Thank you, Lord, we whisper. It's the same for parents and relatives of those who make profession of faith or those who are baptized. When the names are called out, then the name that gives you the most joy is the name of the one whom you know the best. You know, it's terrible to be in a place where no one knows your name. Loneliness is one of the greatest problems facing society. It is awful to be lost as a child in a crowd of people where no one knows your name. One of the sad things about losing your parents through death is that you will no longer hear them call you by name. By your name. Now, the amazing thing of our text is this. Jesus knows your name. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. The theme of the message, I know your name. This is one of the most incredible and beautiful passages of Scripture. There is no better love picture of Jesus than him being portrayed as the Good Shepherd. Many people just before surgery in a Roman Catholic-run hospital will take a look at a picture of Jesus as a shepherd of his sheep. Hanging on the wall. Such a picture has given countless people a sense of rest and peace. There are many references in the Bible that picture God as a shepherd. Every child of God knows the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." Probably the most powerful chapter in the Bible about God being a shepherd is found in the passage we read from Ezekiel 34. In this passage, God reminds the leaders of the people of Israel to be shepherds of the people, to the people. But rather than taking care of the people as a shepherd takes care of his flock, they look after themselves and not the people. God comes with a terrible indictment. Ezekiel 34, verse 4 to 6 says, "You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays or searched for the lost. They were scattered because there was no shepherd. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched or looked for them." What an indictment. God then makes two promises in Ezekiel 34. The first promise is that God himself will be a shepherd to his people. Ezekiel writes in verses 15 to 16, "I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice." Then God makes a second promise in verse 23, that he will appoint a new shepherd. "I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them and be their shepherd." What did God mean when he said, "my servant David"? King David had died long ago. This is, of course, a reference to Jesus. And so in the New Testament, we hear Jesus say, "I am the good shepherd." Jesus is the one who lays down his life for his sheep. Jesus is the one who searches for the lost and brings back the strays. He binds up the injured and strengthens the weak. Now, to be called a sheep is not necessarily a compliment. Sheep are not the most intelligent animals in the world. "All we like sheep have gone astray," says Isaiah. Sheep easily get lost. Wild animals could easily kill a sheep because it has few, if any, defenses. You see, sheep need a shepherd. Without a shepherd, sheep won't make it. They'll get killed, get lost, go hungry, and probably die of thirst. Now that's you and me. And we hear Jesus say, "I am the good shepherd." The shepherd knows his sheep and calls each one by name. Now you might say, why is that so important? In this world of statistics and computers, people feel at times like a number. Loneliness is the greatest problem for many people. Some of you are sitting in church here this morning, incredibly lonely. And now Jesus comes to you and says, I know your name. I know your name. When we look around in church today, we see a crowd of people. But Jesus sees each person. To Jesus, each person is important, the young and the old, the lambs and the sheep, everyone who Jesus sees, and everyone who is part of Jesus' flock, his people. Jesus knows their name. It is finally only those who reject Jesus, who do not receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that Jesus one day in judgment will say, I have never known you, away from me. But the Good Shepherd knows everyone that belongs to his flock by name. Yes, also that one sheep that is going a little blind, and the one with a limp, and the one that was hurt badly by wild animals, and the sheep that is still scared, so scared because it had almost fallen down a steep cliff, had it not been for the shepherd's alertness and care. Yes, people of God, the shepherd knows you by name. Isn't that amazing? Jesus knows your fears and joys. He knows the circumstances of your life. He knows you with the knowledge described in Psalm 139, verse 3 to 4. You know when I sit down, when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Listen to Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 2. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Fear not, I have called you by name. The writer of this sermon knows a lady who had gone to the hospital. She was already quite old, and so it seemed would not recover. He asked her if she was afraid to die. This is how she responded. Pastor, years ago I was once very ill and was not expected to live. I was very scared. My name was Anne. But my dad always called me Annika. I would love it when he called me by that name, for it expressed his love for me. As I lay so very ill in that hospital bed, I heard a voice from someone standing at the end of my bed, calling my name, Annika, Annika, I am with you. I knew, she said, that this was an angel of the Lord. Only Jesus could know me as intimately as the name he used suggested. I know that this was a voice from heaven. Since that time, I have never again been afraid, and I am not afraid now. Max Lucado writes, sometimes life turns sour. We need a reminder, not a sermon. A reminder that God knows my name. Jesus knows you. He knows your past and your present. He knows the troubles you've seen, and he knows the cares and circumstances of your life. Or as hymn 556 says, he knows our troubles, our pain and struggles. He upholds us by his might. God calls you by name. Maybe some remember a parent using your name in anger. But today, God calls your name and he draws you to himself in love. He will never forget your name. Or as Isaiah 49 declares, see, I have engraved you on the palm of my hand. If the quality of the shepherd is that he knows your name, what is the quality of the sheep? Well, so says our text, they listen to his voice. And a little further on, it says, they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize the stranger's voice. Someone wrote that the only time a sheep will not follow the shepherd is when it is sick. Sheep listen to the voice of the shepherd and they follow. Those are the only things a sheep needs to do. In Israel, several shepherds bring their sheep to a common sheepfold for the night. In this way, the sheep can be watched over by one shepherd, while the other gets some sleep. Some 300 or 400 sheep can be in such a sheepfold. In the morning, each shepherd comes to collect his 30 or 40 sheep. Now all the sheep look the same. How does a shepherd know which sheep are his? Well, the shepherd stands at the door of the sheepfold, calls each sheep by name. The shepherd then walks ahead of the sheep, and the ones whose names he has called follow him. There are so many voices that call you to follow today. Don't listen to the voice of strangers. Listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. There is the call of the world, the call of the sinful nature, the luring voice of temptation. But sheep of Jesus' flock do not recognize the stranger's voice. What are you listening for? There is a story about a native Indian and a lawyer. They are walking down the streets of New York City. There is all kinds of noise. People are shouting, horns blazing, trucks roaring. You can hardly hear yourself talk. Suddenly, the native stops and turns to his lawyer friend and says, "I hear a cricket." "But how?" asks the lawyer. "There is so much noise you can bear to hear me. The native walked over to the bush and pulled out a cricket. Amazed, the lawyer asked, "How did you hear that cricket?" The native replied, "It's just a matter of what you are listening for. You see, everyone hears only what's most important to them." With that said, he pulled a coin out of his pocket and dropped it on the ground. Immediately, 20 heads turned and 40 hands went into their pockets to see if it was one of their coins which had dropped. Point taken, said the lawyer. Is God's voice most important to you? Ask yourself, what am I listening for? Parents, are you getting your children used to the voice of the Good Shepherd? Teach them the Bible stories so that they will be able to distinguish among the voices the clear and loving voice of Jesus. Teach them and sing to them the songs of faith. Read your Bible, come to church, and Bible study. One more thing. The text says, he calls his sheep by name and leads them out. Jesus is the guide of his people. He provides the direction we need by his word and spirit. Following Jesus does not mean following rules, first of all. It means following a person. It means a living relationship with Jesus Christ, a relationship nurtured by prayer and obedience. And Jesus promises that when we follow him, you will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Yes, Jesus leads his sheep. You ask, will I lie down in green pastures and be led by quiet waters? Will my soul be restored? When my journey goes through the valley of the shadow of death, will I be afraid? Will I make it to the sheepfold at the end of the day? Will my journey end in heaven? My response would be that this is not really your concern. That's the business of the shepherd. All we need to do is listen to his voice and follow him. It is a shepherd's task to bring his sheep home and for us to follow him. It is the shepherd's... Right. You say, how do you know that? Listen to verse 27 and 28 from John 10. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Surely no greater security is possible for a child of God. I am Christ's possession. In life and death, body and soul, I am not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. The awesome and limitless power of the Father and Jesus Christ is my security. No matter how strong the enemy, God is stronger. And no one can pluck me out of the Savior's hand. Amazing. God knows my name. And then when we get to heaven one day, we'll get a new name, which God has especially reserved for you and for me. Amen.